It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. On Facebook, Lori weighed in on the discussion raised last week by Robert, who was echoing our friend Tom Martin on the issue of the use of the word so at the beginning of answers by guests on the talk shows. Lori wrote, "I heard this on the listener feedback segment this morning, and I wanted to add my agreement. This phenomenon of so drives me batty, and I hear it on almost every show that involves someone being interviewed." Also on Facebook, Becca wrote, "Thank you for your balanced and thorough discussion of the Common Core standards on Eastern Standard. As someone who is considering becoming a high school teacher, I greatly appreciated hearing a variety of perspectives and facts from your experts." For the growing number of listeners who enjoy the music on our sister station, Classic 102.1, a special announcement. We have made some significant changes to the audio delivery path that gets our programming to the transmitter in Lawrenceburg. Regrettably, that does not mean the signal will be any stronger, but the audio should now be consistent without the somewhat regular dropouts and the digital distortion. And also, for those inclined to listen to either of our web streams, we've made some serious adjustments there as well. We hope you'll notice the difference. And finally, a message from one of our southernmost listeners. "Dear WEKU, I listen to you from Lee County, Virginia, the western tip of Virginia. We border Bell and Harlan County, Kentucky. Love the radio program. Keep up the good work for southeastern Kentucky. Thank you." And that is from Terry Cox in Stickleyville, Virginia. We are interested in your feedback. Write to us at weku at eku.edu or call 859-622-1657. You can also post on the WEKU Facebook page or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on WEKU.